Madam Chair, since this is the first time Ukrainian delegation takes the floor under your chairmanship, I would like to congratulate you on assumption of your duties, as well as to assure my delegation full cooperation. Distinguished delegates, the COVID-19 pandemic has become a challenge for all countries, testing the efficiency of their biosafety and biosecurity systems, as well as their preparedness to respond to large-scale biological challenges. The recent developments have clearly demonstrated that countries which are not paying proper attention to biotechnology, medical and biological sciences are left alone, at least for some period of time, due to the lack of diagnostics, medicines and vaccines in the event of global biological threat. The possibility to receive them through international aid programs or even procurement comes later when the countries able to produce such goods meet their own needs. However, let me remind you recent events. Even the developed countries at the outset had limited national system for case detection and tracking of epidemic spread. Given the experience gained in course of responding to the current pandemics taking into account the risk of subsequent biological threats of similar magnitude, countries lagging behind need to review their own policies. First of all, in terms of the resources they are ready to allocate to increase their preparedness to respond to future challenges in the area of biosafety and biosecurity. Now, about the global level, research and development tends to focus on immediate threats and often on drugs, vaccines, or diagnostics that are most profitable. At the same time, many diseases identified by WHO as having a high potential to cause future pandemics are currently being neglected. According to some scientific estimations, the one of the airborne RNA virus is going to be the cause of the next pandemic. Besides, Rek Won Chang, 2007 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, recently expressed concern that global warming could awaken ancient viruses that are dormant in permafrost and other ice. And this threatens with unpredictable consequences for humanity, infection with disease and unknown to science. Though this could look like a science fiction, even such forecast could become a reality if due attention is not paid to the issue. Thus, we reiterate once again that strong commitments at the highest political level are crucial to foster quick and effective response to pandemic. Likewise, the task to establish clear principles, priorities, and targets for pandemic preparedness and response through a legally binding international framework, which would envisage establishment of comprehensive and efficient global surveillance system, is a matter of urgency. I thank you, Madam Chair.